The proposal by Senate Democrats included most of the new funding that they want for the University of Wisconsin system. As a concession, it also included the tuition cap proposed and passed by Assembly Republicans. While GOP leaders called it a significant step forward, Democratic Senator Russ Decker made it clear the deal required some concession from them, too.
Don't try to misrepresent this 4% tuition cap. That's only going to function if the university gets enough cash to be able to make ends meet.
On that front, the two parties are still far apart. Senate Democrats want to increase funding to the UW by about $180 million. Assembly Republicans want an increase of around $60 million. GOP Speaker Mike Hipsch says that would be enough for the university to prioritize its needs.
To suggest that we somehow cut them is just not accurate. We did not give them as much as you would have given them, and we did not give them as much as they wanted. I believe they're probably not giddy about that.
But Senator Decker says almost all of the Assembly's increase would go to pay for debt service, fuel, and utilities. The university says that means there wouldn't be enough left over to hire more teachers and expand its campuses, and it wouldn't be able to fund its pay plan for faculty and staff. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.